This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. We often say things in everyday conversation without much thought as to their original meaning. For example, this statement, all that glitters is not gold. Have you ever said that? Actually, I did a bit of research and it goes back to the 12th century when a French theologian said, do not hold everything gold that shines like gold. Gold, yeah, bright metal, dazzling, very captivating, attractive. But it's a proverb. What does it really mean in everyday life? And I like this simple definition. It really means all may not be as it appears. Now, because something looks good, it doesn't necessarily mean it is. And you probably know what I mean. You don't be fooled by outward appearances. That geological rock formation known as Fool's Gold, that's commonly mistaken for real gold. It looks so good, looks like gold. So indeed, it's true. Everything that glitters need not be gold. Looking at the Bible, the psalmist in Psalm 73, he kind of fell into that trap. He said, he confessed actually, I almost stumbled and fell because it made me jealous to see the proud and evil people and to watch them prosper. So here was the psalmist, very truthfully, honestly saying he forgot, almost forgot, what was really important in his life as he looked at success and prosperity, I guess, and this can happen to us. Things are not always as they seem. All that glitters is not gold. Now, you may have had that perfect job or that perfect relationship, and one day it could be gone. And you might know that someone could be healthy one day, and then everything looks well until some unexpected illness comes. So it's true that lives have been turned around and upside down. Things are not as they seem. And sometimes something that you least expect becomes a reality. And I think that's why Jesus gave us these words in John 7, verse 24. Don't judge by appearances, judge by what is right. And again, that makes sense coming from Jesus. Now, there's another translation of John 7, 24. Look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly. And one of our big issues today, I think, is this tendency to judge according to the appearance. For example, I think it's fairly accurate to say we judge people by how they look, a car by how it looks or its body. We judge a book by its cover, as we say. But no matter how often we're disappointed or disillusioned, we refuse to learn this business that all is not gold that glitters. Now, Dr. James Dobson's been around quite a long time. He wrote a book called Hide or Seek. And he reckons in this book that physical beauty is the most highly valued personal attribute in our culture. And I think he's right. So we've made what he calls the gold coin of human worth, the fact that someone's attractive, someone looks good. The child who really looks nice is often more favoured than an ordinary looking child. Teachers tend to give better grades to attractive children. And the pretty children at school, they get less discipline than others. Now, it's difficult and not fair to generalise, but I think it is true to some extent. And of course, money. We're talking about gold or money and riches. You might remember what the Bible says about this, and I'm looking at 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. The love of money causes all kinds of trouble. Some people want money so much that they've given up their faith and caused themselves, and I might add others, a lot of pain. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. So money. How many times have you thought, if only I didn't have to worry about money, life would be much easier? If you read the Bible, do you know that Jesus had more to say about money than he did about heaven? I think that Jesus knew that money was going to give us trouble, and he wanted to know, or us to know, how to deal with this sort of thing, God and money. In Proverbs chapter 30, it says, make me absolutely honest and don't let me be too poor or too rich. Give me just what I need. If I have too much to eat, I might forget about you, dear Lord, and if I don't have enough, I might steal and disgrace your name. That's Proverbs 30, verse 8 and 9. So all that glitters is not gold. It's true. Lord, we do need to learn something of these proverbs, these truths. May, Lord, we be content and to look underneath the surface. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.